our media availabilities here with Ryan Blaney, our poll sitter for tomorrow's race. Open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we will get to you. We'll start down here with Cole.
Thank you. Cole Kusman, Arizona Republic. Third career poll here. Always have speed in the races. What's kind of the key in translating that speed into a win here at Phoenix?
Yeah. I mean, we've always, like I said, had pretty good speed here, and we've had a couple good shots to win the race, and just hadn't really fallen our way. But one of the biggest things that I think we need to work on here, just what I feel like we've always lacked, is just long run speed. You know, I think you have some cars that, you know, don't really show the single lap speed, but they're great, you know, 20 laps into a run and on. And that's where I feel like we tried to focus on getting better. I hope we got that better. It's nice to know we still have, you know, pretty good short run speed, but it all comes down to long run here. So just hope that your car hangs on, and all the work you put in the off season to try to figure out what this new car likes, you know, for a long run, you hope it pays off.
Thank you.
Cool. We'll come down here to Taryn.
Taryn Walk with NASCAR.com. How much do you think about this being the same venue as the championship race? Or is it too soon, new car, it's all going to change?
I honestly don't really think of it too much. Like you said, it's really early. My bigger, you know, concern is just trying to figure out the new car. And it's really the first short track we've been to, right? The Coliseum was kind of its own thing. But this is, you know, a place where you're kind of using the brakes pretty hard. You know, things like that. So it didn't really even cross my mind until you said something about it. So I just try not to think too far ahead. But, you know, it is good to, you know, take notes. But you do that with every single track. But, I try to just focus on the current weekend.
Do you like that the championship venue is one where you visit earlier in the season?
Yeah, I do. You know, for a while at Homestead, you know, we didn't do that. But now we do. And I feel like that is nice, especially a great place like this. You know, you give it a couple venues and they're spaced out enough you know, in the season to where it's, you almost forget that you've already been there, you know. So I do think it's really nice to be at the venue early in the year that the championship race is at.
We'll come back here to Cooper and then down in the front to Bob.
Cooper Burns, BlazeRadioOnline.com. You're going to be leading the field with the green flag on Sunday, and the restarts here are pretty crazy, even the start of the race. Have you thought about maybe trying the dog leg or maybe waiting on somebody else to try it first, because the diffuser has been a big talk with this apron and the dog leg area and possible damage? So have you maybe made your mind up on whether you're going to try that out early or see if somebody else is going to have some damage first?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, that's something we used to abuse in the old cars, you know, because, you know, you just hit kind of truck arm mounts and things like that, and splitters and side skirts. And you honestly wanted to go down there with the old car with the side skirts to kind of flare the right side out. Now, I'm not going to be the first one. We've talked about that all week, you know, me and the team and everything. And there's multiple things I think you got to think of. Yeah, the diffuser, you know, low air pressure with these tires going down there kind of worries me. I went down and kind of ran that dog leg when we were here testing. It was my last lap of the day, of the weekend. But tires were way pumped up, and it didn't feel bad. But on low air pressure, I'd be kind of nervous to do it. So I will not be the first one. I will have some people watching to see if guys go down there and if it's successful or if you're just destroying, you know, your race cars. So I don't know, but I definitely won't be the first one. So. That is what I know.
We'll go to Bob.
And following up on that, does that impact any sort of shifting that you would be doing on the lap? And I mean, it seemed like at least some guys were shifting out there today.
Yep. Yeah, there was a lot of guys shifting today. You know, and I think you're going to see more and more of that as, you know, we get more laps on our stuff in the race. Where you would shift, you know, if you do cut that apron, It kind of just depends. You'll probably be shifting when you're on the apron if you do decide to shortcut it. But yeah, you saw a lot of guys shifting today through practice. Even some guys were doing it in qualifying. So it's just one of those options that we have with an extra gear. And you know, I think it's pretty neat that you can shift, because it gives you a spot as the trail car to maybe get a run on somebody. you know, it's just an option to have. So I think you'll see a good bit of that. But yeah, as far as the shifting on the apron, if you cut it, it'll be a handful down there. It always was, but it'll just be normal. Is there a reason not to shift? You can shift. You don't have to shift. I didn't shift in qualifying. I don't think a lot of guys did. But it seemed to be a little bit quicker. About 20 laps on your stuff, you start downshifting just to get runs off a corner. So you don't have to, but I feel like it's going to be faster about 20 laps into a run.
We'll go in the back to John and then up here to Dustin.
Jonathan Field, the racing experts. You know, Denny said that this is the stickiest he's ever felt the resin here at the track. How'd it feel running on it, and what'd you work on from start of practice to end of qualifying?
It did feel like I had a lot of grip. And I'm trying to think if I can't believe that the resin has more grip than what it had before, because I haven't touched it since last year. I just think that the cars have tons of grip. I mean, you feel like you're hauling the mail in the middle of the corner with this car. It just has tons of grip, you know, whether it's wider tire, you know, whatever it is, more drag. It just feels like you can get off in the corner really, really fast, and the resin kind of holds you. So I think a lot of that is just kind of the tire having more grip probably. But it does feel like it's sticky. I mean, in qualifying, we sailed it off into turn one and went right to the resin. You're like, there's no way this thing's going to grip up and stick. And it gets in there and grips up, and you kind of go about your way. So it's a pretty weird feeling as a driver driving into the corner knowing you're not going to make it unless the resin was there. So that's something everyone kind of gets used to, especially with the new car. You're kind of testing the limits.
We'll go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Ryan, with the dog leg and the diffuser, what is the concern? Is it a concern in the sense of one lap I'm going to damage it enough it affects my aerodynamics, or, you know, it throwing out a number, 15 laps? I mean, what is kind of the mindset in how you approach it? And obviously, there may be situations like, you know, heck with it, I got to go down there and do it and take the chances. But
yeah, I mean, it's all situational, right? I mean, yeah, the worry is just, yeah, breaking one of those fins off, right? I mean, I don't know the exact number of what actual, like, root downforce it gives you, but you want to keep all of them that you can. So I think that's just one of the concerns. You know, I mean, but you'll be in certain situations, maybe at the end of the race, to where you're gonna dive down there, try to win the race. So am I going to do it on lap one? No. Maybe I'll do it in a – it's just all, if you think is you're in a spot to go down there, you want to take that risk of maybe hurting your car, so be it. But it's all kind of in the moment.
Are there any final questions for Ryan? All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan. Good luck tomorrow.